Bez Hashem, we're learning Shari Tshuva from Beni Yoina and Shar Aleph. We are still in Oyis Dalid and Shir number 7. Beni Yoina is telling us the importance of doing Tshuva right away. If a person doesn't do Tshuva right away, the concern is that he'll continue in the same bad path of Averus. Person won't realize that his guard is down, and the Yitzhara will be victorious. Says Rabbi Yehuda, "Mekashe Yisacher Lashuv." When the person delays doing tshuva, "Bevoy Hachet LiYodoy." When the Yitzhara presents the opportunity to do another avera, "Yipol B'Moikesh Kinfol B'Tchila." This person will fall in the trap of the Yitzhahara the same way he fell the first time. And in this scenario, he will not feel guilty. He will not feel guilty of doing another Avera. He's already becoming accustomed to it. In some communities, double yellow lines mean you can make a U-turn. Now, I don't mean legally. That's not what I mean. I mean that people do it like it's the norm. The same way that there's a man, the crosswalk man lights up and says walk, so you walk. So in some places, you have double yellow lines and people just make U-turns. And you think, is that what you learned when you were 16 years old, taking your driving road test? Didn't you learn double yellow lines you can't cross over? And you get very confused. Because you see it happen like on a regular basis. And it chips away at the person. When the person does an Avera, and he does another Avera, and he continues, that's what we say, Nasa L'Keheter. It's not that it's permissible, but in his person's eyes, in his minds, in his attitude, it's as if it's permissible. V'yigdal Avoyne Acher Mo'id. And that second Avera, to some degree, is even worse than the first one. V'sale Ro'osoy L'Fnei Hashem. And then this latter sin, the second Avera, will come up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, banging, prosecuting against this individual. Banging at the door of Hashem. What's going on? Ki meireishis lo yichashav ki pisam yova yitzah shoydid alof. Because the first Avera that the person did wrong, well, he was attacked, he was ambushed. He didn't know what was coming. He had no idea what to expect. That was the first Avera. However, the second Avera, he realized, you know what? I'm not as strong as I thought I was. I'm not as spiritually strong as I thought I was. After he saw how weak he is, and now the Yetzirah overpowered him. He ought some whom he mendo, because the Yetzirah is more powerful than him. He should have realized that he's exposed. What does it mean, parua? Parua, you go to war. Soldier goes to war. He doesn't stand out in the open. He goes behind somebody to protect him from the enemies. If he's exposed to danger, it's not a good situation. Here, the Yetzirah showed him already, showed this person, that he can be victorious over this individual. The Yetzirah can be victorious. And if the person doesn't do tshuva now, and the tshuva means he has a charata, and he builds up ways to protect himself, that he's not perua, that he's not exposed to the Yetzirah. But he didn't do so. And he didn't create Eitzes, Benavsho, Elohoisiv, Boyiras, Hashem, Ulahatlo, Pachto, Yaleo. He didn't do tshuva right away. He didn't create scenarios to add and increase Yiras Hashem, that Hashem was watching over me at all times. And to instill the fear of Hashem upon him. In order to save himself from another ambush, another attack from the Yetzirah. But since this person failed to do so, he left himself vulnerable to the second attack from the Yetzer Hara. Now, this second attack was due to his own personal negligence. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda is explaining. It's even worse to some degree than the first one, because the first one he was taken by surprise. So not excusing the person, but to some degree he was taken by surprise. Now that he saw the Yetzer Hara might attack him, and how the Yetzer Hara attacks him, he has to protect himself. And Shlomo HaMelech, continues Rabbi Yehuda, he likens this Kekelev shov al keyoi ksil shoyna bivaltoi, like a dog that returns to its vomit. So too the fool repeats his foolishness. And explains Rabbeinu Yoina that the dog, after he vomits, he goes back to eat that vomit. And Rabbeinu Yoina and the Gra and the Malbim, the Ralbag, they all focus on the Lashon of Shlomo HaMelech, Kekelev shov al keyoi, like a dog that goes back to its keoi. Keoi is its vomit. People don't like to hear the word because it's disgusting, it's repulsive. And the truth is, that's what happens when the fool, he's a fool. He did an Aveira, and he didn't protect himself that he shouldn't fall the second time in the same way he fell the first time. This person is likened to this dog, to this kelev, sheshava keoi.